I caught it right up. You said they were crazy to interface to. You had the DB9 or DB7 or something like that. Drop right there. But all right. Well, I got a couple. If that's the case, if I can't find any use for them in amateur service, which I'll just do them up. If I do them up for GMRS and dump them there, because I've got. I need a little bit more power out of Mount Clemens, and I'm not willing to put anything good up there. I got that little Kenwood, and then I know Dave's been having trouble with the Detroit machine shutting off all the time, and that's a decent machine we can fix and put elsewhere. So maybe we could dump one of these Master 3s down there, keep the two GMRS, Southeast Michigan GMRS machines running without wasting our effort on anything we care about.
KVAELQ.
Okay, I do have the software. I think you, I think you gave me that, but, yeah, do they have the amps with them?
I got CLQ. I don't know anything about them yet. Just, I picked up a, another piece of RF hardware that's, I got a, multi-coupler, transmit combiner, which, pretty nice. They mentioned they also have those. So that's all I know at this point. ELQ, go ahead. W8FU.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just took a little break and of other stuff and redoing the radios in the shack. I had this one here. It's one of them Waxong or Ocean KG radios, just got her hooked up. Actually has better receive than the other one I had, and was wondering how well I'm making it into the BERT repeater from Bay City.